Hello and welcome to Ignite, podcast number 4. I'm your host, Christine, and as always, very excited to be here. I hope you're well and looking after yourself in mind, body, and spirit. So without further ado, let's delve in, shall we? I decided to title this podcast, What's That Noise? So, what is that noise that you're asking? In this instance, I am referring to the various platforms that we call social media, mainstream media, and radio, and the noise that they create to distract us and lure us away from our own sense of being. Of course, we all know these platforms serve their purpose, but most part, they're not there to make us feel good about ourselves. And we intuitively know this. Now, this podcast might seem a bit gloomy, but bear with me because I'm all for empowerment. But lately, I'm seeing a lot of women being disempowered by what they see, what they hear, and what they feel due to the noise of social platforms, which include television and radio. Have you ever noticed that all of these platforms have caused our world to shrink? Because what is now happening on the other side of the world gives us the impression that it's actually happening outside our front door. And because the news likes to inform us of doom and gloom, it can literally hijack our minds, which affect the way we think and feel, as well as influence our behaviour and therefore the way in which we choose to live our lives. So, for example, if we choose to watch and listen to the news on a daily basis, there is no doubt that it will leave us feeling depleted. I will put my hand up, I will, and say that it definitely depletes my energy. And that is the reason why I limit my viewing to almost non-existent. This is because most of the news is negative. And have you ever noticed how the media uses certain keywords over and over again? This is no coincidence. It's to get our attention and to draw us into a point where we actually believe that what they are saying is true. We don't know that. Yeah, some of it might be true, but how relevant is it to our life? How much are we willing to take on, and at what cost? So, thinking about our inner peace for just a moment, and how valuable it is to our well-being. I think it's priceless and something that should be protected at all times. Can you imagine letting someone in your life that you don't know, who constantly bombards your peace and quiet, follows you around everywhere, filling your head with their ideas and stories, and not knowing if the stories they are telling you are true or false? Imagine that just for a few moments. Because would you allow that to happen? Most likely not. And if you have in the past, I'm sure you got rid of them quick smart. So why is it different when it comes to the news, I wonder? Have we been programmed so much that we think it's acceptable to listen to and accept the ideas of a total stranger? We've invited the news on our television sets, our radio, and our devices without really giving it a second thought, just because it's something we've grown accustomed to. But I can hear you all saying, oh, but it's the norm. Everyone's doing it. Oh, if it's just the news, then it must be true. I'm telling you now, if you believe everything that comes from the news and take it as truth, then you are being disempowered right there. You are disempowering yourself and not giving yourself the opportunity to discern. Currently, we are living in an era where it's more important than ever to discern what the news is projecting out into the world. Just do this one small thing and you will quickly reclaim your inner peace. So, have you ever noticed how quickly a peaceful situation can be disrupted by a piece of tragic news that is happening in another state or on the other side of the world? Have you ever noticed your body's response to that? I truly invite you to take notice of when this happens, and you will see how easily your body reacts to such news. So, say for instance, you hear or read a snippet, just a small piece of bad news. What happens in this situation is our body, it creates a fight or flight response or stress response where our adrenal glands, which sit on the top of our kidneys, they release adrenaline and we either have the urge to fight or we run away and retreat. So this response, it's due to a perceived threat because it can happen even in non-threatened situations, such as watching the news. So our body doesn't know if it's real or not. So we react as though it is happening in real time when it's not. So if you are already dealing with anxiety, then take notice of when this is happening and just tune in to your body, become aware, be mindful of how your body reacts to the stimulus of what you are watching, whether it be on the social media or the news. So really, neither of the fight or flight responses are empowering and are not going to assist us in living a life of purpose. But this is where it gets real. It's business as usual in the world of 24/7 news. They are businesses and their job is to create headlines to capture our attention. It's not because they care and it's not because they want to inform. They are businesses and they create drama for people to watch and to listen to. The CEO of these businesses couldn't care less about the actual stories, and the news readers are just employees reading off a script. The consistent bombardment of inundated news stories around the globe are viewed on our televisions, our phones, our devices. Because once upon a time, we only watched the news once a day, and it was usually in the evening. Here in Australia, the news comes on at 6 o'clock every evening, and it's been like that forever. But now it's a constant streaming that never seems to end. So what I'm trying to say here, what I'm trying to point out, is it's not actually a natural way of being. And we as human beings are not cut out for endless streams of information that floods our nervous system, because this is what's happening. And I'm not at all surprised with the increase in depression and anxiety. The news is a distraction, and it takes us in the opposite direction of our true self. Our minds do not recognize fact from fiction, what I said before, in regards to the fight or flight. We don't know. Our bodies don't know. We will react in the same way, as if it's something we are watching or something that is happening in real life, in real time. So when we watch or listen to stories, we take it on as though it is directly happening to us, when it isn't. So what's happened is that over time we've been programmed. We've been programmed all our lives to react to stories on the news and to take them on as truth. But it's a narrative. It's a story. Most news stories do not directly impact us on a personal level. And I'm not talking about things that happen in our communities. That's not what I'm talking about here. Because things that happen in our own life, our own community, are personal to us. And we get to see them firsthand and also experience the situation in real time. That's completely different. That's a different scenario to what I'm talking about here. So as a result of unconsciously taking on the news as if it were the truth, we then begin to mimic words that are not our own because our mind, it's been hijacked. We have now created disharmony because we have tossed our values aside for someone else's values. In this case, the newsreader we have listened to, a stranger. And just remember this, it's the newsreader who is being paid to read off a script. They are being told what to say, which makes it biased. It's not informed journalism. On the other hand, there are plenty of honest journalists that want to spread truth. And these are our underdogs. So it's about being aware and acting from a conscious state, being our own beacon of light so that we are not blindsided. And I'll say this again, we need to begin with discerning because there is a lot of information that we are saturated in on a daily basis, which diverts us away from our own goals. Now, everyone has their own goals. They're all different, but they could be things like eating healthily, exercising, making time for meditation, and just general self-care. So much of our lives now are allocated to screen time. And have you ever noticed how time just flies when your head is down and your finger is doing the scrolling? Oh my goodness, how time flies. Let's begin to create our own reality and inspire others to do the same. Let's begin those things on our to-do list, whatever that may be. I mean, how empowering is that? So much time now is spent on screen time and our to-do list gets ignored. I mean, by all means, you can choose to take the road to disempowerment, but it will just take us in the opposite direction of who we truly are. That's why I advocate for switching off, literally. I know it's challenging to do this in a so-called high-tech world, but we have choices. Come on, we have choices. And within that choice is a wonderful world full of beauty. Which world, which reality are you choosing to live in? We can live high-tech in a fake reality, because that's what it is, fake. Or we can look past this and embrace the natural world, surrounded by endless beauty. I know which one I've chosen. So look up from your device and look around you. Look into the face of others. Look at them when they're speaking to you and really hear what they're saying, because it's the greatest gift you can give to someone. I'm talking about the gift of listening and engaging. Oh, it's so powerful to give that gift to someone, that you're actually listening to them. You're engaging. You're looking at them. This conveys to the other person that you're taking the time to acknowledge what they are saying. And with this comes respect for another human being. So often, you know, we only half acknowledge another person, not giving them 100% of our attention. We spend time with that person, but we're not really engaging, because for some reason technology has taken the front seat and the other person is in the second row. We rob ourselves of meaningful conversations with the people we love, the people we enjoy spending our time with. I mean, so often I go out and I witness people on their phones with the other person. You know, they're just sitting there staring into space. I don't get it. Has technology become so ingrained in our lives that it's become most and more important than human connection? It's absurd. Let's remove ourselves from our devices so that we can gift ourselves with the break we deserve. I like to refer to it as a social media diet. I love that term. So what it means is it means to really pull back and see how the magic unfolds. Stop looking down and start looking up. I promise you that you will feel like a different person. It doesn't take much of a change, and hopefully you'll find it difficult to do, but I highly recommend that you treat yourself to a social media diet so that you can reap the rewards. And one of the rewards is experiencing life how it should be, and that is through your own eyes and ears and not that of another person's. God gave us eyes to look through at the world, to be a witness to the most wonderful experience that we call life. This is your life. Live it. Make the most of it. Life is beautiful, is it not? I also encourage you to put time aside each day to nurture yourself, nurture your soul. There is no shame in making yourself a priority. When we nurture ourselves on a regular basis, we are better equipped to look after others. I'm not saying to tune off altogether. I'm not saying that, although that would be ideal. But rather having an understanding of the consequences to your health and well-being. It's all about balance, because your health and well-being should be your number one priority. Always, always, no excuses, and at absolutely no cost. Our inner peace does not have a price tag. It doesn't have a price tag because it's priceless. Our inner peace how health and well-being are priceless and we must guard it at all times. So let's begin to listen to our inner wisdom. Yes, you heard me. We all have it, but the way to find it is through quietude. We cannot access our wisdom if we are constantly interrupted by noise. Noise that demands our attention and is detrimental to our health and our well-being. Noise that unsettles us and causes anxiety. Noise that affects our ability to be productive in our own lives. Noise that distracts us from achieving our personal goals. So, what's that noise? Now that you know, it's up to you to choose whether to leave the door open or close the door behind you and leave the noise outside so that you can sit in quietude, listening to your inner wisdom while you reclaim your sense of peace and your sense of purpose. Thank you for listening to my podcast. You are an amazing human being with so much potential. I believe in you and your uniqueness. Shine your light and keep being you, because you are divine. And as always, may the fire within me ignite the pilot light within you, and may the fire within you ignite the pilot light within me. God bless.